And now for more news on health-related theme. We hear about the concerns of an A&E consultant, the results of a fundraising activity, and the new availability of a thyroid drug.
A Norfolk A&E consultant has spoken out about the demoralising pressure on staff on the front line and suggested more money for social care was the way to help. Dr. Jim Crawford, Regional Chairman for the Royal College of Emergency Medicine in the East of England, gave his view after it was revealed the number of patients waiting more than 4 hours in A&E departments reached its highest level in 5 years. Dr. Crawford said he was not surprised by the figures, as the situation was the same up and down the country. In January, 60% of patients at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital were admitted, transferred or discharged within 4 hours. At the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, or QEH, in King's Lynn, 74.9% were seen within that time. The number was 83.4% at the James Paget University Hospital, JPUH, in Galston. At the same time, the number of people turning up at A&E had risen, as had the number of people who needed an emergency admission to hospital. Dr. Crawford said when the targets were first introduced, although there was some scepticism, it did help to ensure patients were seen in a timely manner. Dr. Crawford said there were debates to be had around defining the targets and whether things could be recorded differently, but scrapping it altogether would not be helpful. And he also said it was not necessarily those going to A&E with minor problems that were causing the issues. He said those who seemed to have minor conditions would always wait longer, but the main issue, and the cheapest to solve, was for more investment to be put into social care to help people get out of hospital quicker.
An appeal to build a new breast care centre at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has raised more than £100,000 in just 4 months. Supporters of the Boudica appeal raised money by holding quizzes, coffee mornings and undertaking Dry January, and support has also come in the form of legacies and in-memory donations. When the appeal was launched in October, bosses said currently for two-thirds of women referred to the hospital with suspected breast cancer, they were offered a one-stop shop whereby all tests were carried out and returned in 1 day, meaning they found out whether or not they had the disease as soon as possible. But for the remaining third, they often faced an agonising wait if machines at the current unit were not available for scans due to a rocketing demand. The aim of the new unit at the Coney site would be to offer this one-day service to everyone in a bid to save more lives. It is hoped the full amount can be raised within 3 years. Further fundraising plans include a superhero abseil down the side of the Forum in June, a team participating in Run Norwich in July, as well as the hospital's summer fete and open day.
A thyroid drug, which has been hailed as life-changing and has been at the centre of a fierce campaign for access, will finally be available more easily in Norfolk and Waveney. Liothyronin, a medicine used to treat some people with an underactive thyroid gland and sometimes known as T3, was approved for prescribing by the Joint Strategic Commissioning Committee of the 5 NHS Clinical Commissioning Groups, or CCGs, in Norfolk and Waveney. Most patients who have an underactive thyroid can be prescribed levothyroxine, or T4, which replaces the hormone thyroxine. However, it's been estimated by the charity Thyroid UK that up to 15% of those with thyroid problems did not respond to the standard treatment and instead needed T3. But those who fought for the drug faced constant battles with GPs unable to prescribe it under NHS rules, and hospital consultants were also reluctant since prices for just one tablet shot up from 16p to £9.22 in recent years. A typical patient would take one or two tablets a day. In 2012, the NHS paid £8 million for T3 prescriptions. By 2016, almost the same number of prescriptions cost £32 million. And many patients were driven to ordering their tablets online from countries such as Germany and Thailand, as GPs and hospitals battled over if prescriptions were available, who would pay for them. But now Norfolk and Waveney patients would be able to get an initial 3-month prescription from a consultant before GPs being able to prescribe it after that.